The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to a Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And that phone number is always important. I'd love to hear from you on any day, but especially on Friday. The other days of the week, I ask you to be somewhat, at least somewhat on topic. But on Fridays, we can change the topic in a second. We can change the topic gradually. We can turn a 180. We can talk about anything you want to talk about on Fridays. So again, my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, we knew the Biden administration was going to be quite different from the Trump administration, particularly in the area of religious freedom and religious liberty. On the very first day in office, President Joe Biden signed a large stack of executive orders. One of the most dangerous was instructing the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to prohibit any kind of discrimination in housing, including colleges, private colleges, Christian colleges, any kind of discrimination based on, quote, sexual orientation and gender identity. He made that to be a part of the Fair Housing Act. Now, President Trump did the opposite, signed an executive order, not on the first day that he was in office, but soon signed an executive order giving a religious exemption. If you're a Christian university, a Christian college, Christian school, and you house students in dormitories and so forth, and you have firmly held religious convictions about boys being with boys, girls with being with girls, men with men, girls, women with women, then you are exempt. President Biden reversed that, which would, in essence, force Christian universities who open their dormitories up, men's dormitories to women, men's shower facilities to women, and vice versa. Well, one of the first colleges to challenge the plan or challenge the executive order was the College of the Ozarks down in Branson, Missouri. Some of you may be familiar with the College of the Ozarks. It is called Hard Work U. Every student that attends College of the Ozarks has to work on campus, and they work their way through school. If you go, you get a job, you work, you graduate, you have no debt. Wonderful, wonderful school, wonderful organization, wonderful plan. Well, they filed a federal lawsuit saying, whoa, wait a minute. We have religious freedom, we have religious rights, and it is our firmly held biblical belief that men are to bunk with men, room with men. Women should room and shower and so forth with women. And you are violating our firmly held biblical religious beliefs. Well, yesterday, a federal judge denied the College of the Ozarks' request to block enforcement of the new Biden administration rule that, well, would force to open dorms, showers, and so forth to students who identify as the opposite sex. Judge Roseanne Ketchmark, just incidentally, nominated by President Barack Obama. Yesterday, Judge Roseanne Ketchman denied the request for the injunction after hearing arguments from the college and the administration. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Seriously, I find that hard to believe in America that a judge would listen to the arguments of a Christian school that would say, we believe what Christians have believed for 2,000 years. We're not weird. We're not strange. This is not something new. We're not discriminating. We are holding to firmly held Christian beliefs that have been taught and held by the Christian church for 2,000 years. And because of that, we cannot allow men in the women's dorm, women in the men's dorm, men in the women's showers, women in the men's showers. That violates our firmly held Christian belief. Well, again, yesterday, Judge Roseanne Ketchmark said in part, and I quote, "After careful consideration of the law, the court denies the plaintiff's motion for temporary restraining order and injunction." Yeah, the executive order from President Biden said, "It is the policy of my administration to prevent and combat discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation." So the College of the Ozarks is going to be forced to make a decision to buckle under the government or to hold to their firmly held religious beliefs. Hey, I already know what decision they're going to make. Already know. College of the Ozarks and many, many, and I hope all Christian colleges and universities hold to their biblical beliefs and tell the government, sorry, we will not bend, we will not bow. We will follow in the footsteps of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the prophet Daniel. No, we have biblical held convictions. We honor our government. We respect our government until the government expects us to violate God's rules, and we're going to choose God. HUD, Housing and Urban Development attorney Serena Orloff, defended the executive order from the Biden administration. She said, quote, "It would be particularly unfair to cut off an avenue of redress for a hypothetical student before he or she even had the opportunity to make the complaint to HUD and HUD had the ability to investigate." No, this is not hypothetical. Because in essence, the new directive from the Biden administration would let biological males who identify as females to live in residence halls reserved for biological females be placed as roommates of biological females and use single-sex communal shower rooms reserved for biological females. All a man has to do is say, I feel pretty, I identify. No medical proof, no, nothing, just I identify. And I can almost guarantee you some perverted male is going to challenge this not only at the College of the Ozarks, but other Christian schools around the country. I would assume that the Alliance Defending Freedom, who is representing the College of the Ozarks, I assume they will appeal that. And I would hope such an egregious matter would make it to the Supreme Court. We will keep an eye on it. So for now, a serious defeat for the College of the Ozarks. But as I said, I don't imagine they're going to obey the order. Yes, there are times for civil disobedience. Yes, there are. This would be one of them. When we come back, a far more positive decision by a judge.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, very bad judgment concerning College of the Ozarks. Federal judge says, if a man says that he's a woman, you've got to let that man into the woman's showers on your college campus. That's what you got to do. But excuse us, judge, we have firmly held religious convictions about that. The same convictions that have been held by Christians for 2,000 years. By the way, the same convictions that most of our founding fathers held. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if a man says he's a woman and wants to live in one of your female dorms. You've got to let him. Federal judge has ruled that. This is a little better news from California. Several churches in California went to court against the mandates from the state of California, Governor Gavin Newsom, the California Department of Health, in shutting churches down and forbidding them to meet together for worship. One of those churches was Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena. Well, as you probably know, they have prevailed. A federal judge ruled in favor not only of Harvest Rock churches, but other churches across the state of California, and issued a permanent injunction against the state from, quote, issuing or enforcing any capacity or numerical restrictions on religious worship services that are prohibited by recent Supreme Court precedent. Now, here's the bizarre thing. As most of you know, the Supreme Court ruled on this issue concerning a church in California and said, no, you can't restrict churches' free exercise of religion. Well, in spite of that, Governor Newsom, the state of California, California Department of Health defied the Supreme Court and said, yeah, we don't really care what the Supreme Court says. You cannot meet together. Well, this U.S. District Judge last Friday, again, issued a permanent injunction against the state. But that's not all. The federal judge, Judge Jesus G. Bernal, and by the way, just interesting, Judge Bernal was nominated by Barack Obama. Yeah. He has ordered the state of California to give Harvest Rock Church $1.3 million in attorney fees and costs. Yes. State of California has been ordered to pay Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena. You all know where Pasadena is, Rose Parade. Yeah, Pasadena. Yeah, okay. Harvest Rock Church in Pasadena, $1.3 million, as well as the permanent injunction for all churches in the state of California. Liberty Counsel defended the church, represented the church. Liberty Counsel founder and chairman Matt Staver released this statement. Governor Gavin Newsom's COVID restrictions intentionally discriminated against churches while providing preferential treatment to many secular businesses and gatherings. The Supreme Court intervened multiple times to provide relief. California may never again place discriminatory restrictions on churches and places of worship. Governor Gavin Newsom has now been permanently quarantined and may not violate the First Amendment rights of churches and places of worship again. It is a good, good day. A representative for the church said today is a momentous day for churches in America. An attorney representing the Liberty Counsel also said, quote, I'm thrilled to see the complete reversal of the last discriminatory restrictions against churches in California, knowing this case will act as a precedent, not only in our state, but also in our nation. Good for them. Yeah, every once in a while, the good guys win. So we have one federal judge that absolutely violates the constitutional rights of a small Christian school in Branson, Missouri. We have another federal judge ruling in favor of a megachurch in Pasadena and awarding them $1.3 million. I think that's one of the more frustrating things about the judicial system in America today. It is still probably the best judicial system on the planet. But at times, inconsistent and contradictory. So, we mourn for the constitutional rights lost by a Christian college. We rejoice in the constitutional rights secured by a church in California. And we'll be back.